KEXP 90.3. It's Audio Oasis, the local music program. My name is Sean Nelson. And I would like to alert you to the fact that people who support KEXP receive discounts from businesses that support KEXP, like Ethan Stahl Restaurants and Elysian Brewing. It might be Elysian, but I'm going to say Elysian Brewing. I think it's brewing. For a full list of businesses offering a donor discount or to make your personal donation, visit kexp.org. All right, you just heard Dude York and Sloucher. And that's fine. That's good. But it's nothing compared to what you're about to hear, which is the gods themselves right here live in the studio.
I'll never be a high school queen. The boys laugh. The girls are mean. Every day, the same routine. A bell rings in between. But now, I will never walk the halls alone again. I belong to an animal. An animal saved my soul. We met in
next song is about Seattle.
That was the gods themselves live on Audio Oasis, the local music program right here on KEXP. My name is Sean Nelson, and I'm delighted to be in the studio with the band, the gods themselves.
We are delighted to be with you.
You might hate this, but I love your new record, and I have played it on this show, which I don't host that often, but from time to time I do, and when I do, I tend to play your record. Anyway, and that song in particular, Tech Boys, there's always been something, you know, when a song reminds you of something, not necessarily another song, but it just, like, there's some association you have with it that you can't quite place.
Yeah.
Well, I figured it out when you were just playing it just now, and it's, I could tell you, but in a way I feel like the better way to do it would be to act it out.
Oh.
But it requires you singing the refrain from the song.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay.
Singing is a stretch.
Yeah, well, or, you know, like...
Tech Boys!
Never lose it!
Tech Boys!
Never chose this way.
Tech Boys!
Okay, that's all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good... I'm just saying, if you want to use it as a mashup opportunity, it's there. It's for free.
Wow.
It's all yours. I've never sung on my radio show. Anyway, all right. So let's talk a little bit about... This is the new record, which is called Be My Animal, is your third LP.
That's right.
And I don't know, it's my sense that having listened to the other two as well, this one is just, I mean, you obviously want your third record to be better than your second and your first, but also there's something where it feels like you guys kind of became your actual selves as a band on this one. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think so. We developed a lot in... all of the, all of our songwriting, lyrics, we definitely stepped it up on this one. We put a lot into it, a lot of time.
And is that just from being together for that much longer, or did you sort of, was there a sense of like, if not now, when? Because making a record now, it's like, you have to really want to do it to be bothered to make a record.
Oh, we really wanted it.
Oh, hello.
Hi there. We really wanted to do it, but I had been in the band for 3 months when we recorded our first album. So it was
we were still learning each other.
Yeah.
Right.
By this point, I think we knew our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
So we...
So you were learning each other on the first record. You knew each other pretty well on the second record. And now you've moved well beyond it and you're taking each other for granted.
We were starting to get more familiar with each other as time progresses,
right.
And you know, sharing our influences and you know, not being shy about that because
we started farting in front of each other.
so important.
It really is.
There's no need to take it to that level tonight, though. If you want to, it's fine. I'd like to know which of those influences you were shy about sharing.
I don't know. I mean, on the first record, I wasn't in the group. And I think there was a bluesier sound that when I joined, I was keen to not do.
Mm-hmm.
And Astra and I bonded over...
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Oh, weird.
Danceable music.
Uh-huh.
And so we tried consciously with this record to take our time with it, to layer it, to really dial in the tones, and I'm really proud of it. I think that we were all on the same page. It took us a while. It was a lot of jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
there are palpable influences here too. I think anyone can hear, like, there's definitely a Blondie thing going on. There's a Talking Heads thing going on. Brian Ferry.
Yeah.
Big time. There's I don't know if there's any really guilty pleasure influences that I would be,
but we end up trying to hit those marks, and then we are usually wide of what we're aiming for, and then
right.
We wind up sounding like how we sound.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it seems like most bands sort of start off with, at the very beginning, maybe they start off by wanting to just emulate another band, but then there's that moment where like, I don't want to sound like anybody else. I just want to sound totally original. And then they get over that. And then they get to the point where it's comfortable. Like they start recognizing the stuff that they're aiming for rather than trying
to
do it.
Yeah, hopefully we're disfiguring and changing and mixing these things in ways that aren't totally...
Ripping off.
Ripping it off.
I would say that you succeeded in that.
Thank you.
But
Well, thank you.
What do I know? You mentioned danceable music, and it's one of the kind of most noteworthy things about your music is that it's rock and roll, but it's got, that you can actually dance to it, and even a tweety old crone like me feels a certain amount of like swiveling hips going on when I listen to it. I really admire that, because it seems like in general rock bands are over on one side and the dance artists are over on the other side, and there's occasional crossover, but it used to be rock and roll was for dancing, and obviously times change and things change, but like it's nice to was that at the center of the goals, or what, you know?
I think we rock because we have guitars,
right?
And we like the dance sound, so we want to do that. And because we're playing guitar with the dance beats and the rhythms, and now the synth, the cool synth sounds, that it just kind of, it naturally turned into dance rock.
Right.
But I don't think it was an intentional.
Well, a lot of times we start with the rhythms. Sometimes we'll start with a beat or a drum, like drums, and build it up from there. And the idea, yeah, is get people moving. I don't want to necessarily just be up there noodling away. I think we want people to move around, and yeah, I think we're all trained in ballet as well. So
I was gonna ask about that next. Well, I guess we covered that. I mean, do you think people dance to the rhythm, or do you think they dance to the singer? I have a friend who has a theory that people dance to the singer, and everybody thinks they dance to the drummer, but there's a drummer in the room, and he doesn't have a mic, so obviously he can't fully weigh in.
What do you think, Colin?
I would say both, rhythm specifically, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, interesting. Hedging your bets, I see. Good, good, good. All right, well, there is one more important matter that we have to get to, and I hope it's not traumatic to revisit the incident, but Astra, you, I believe, were bitten by a dog on your hand.
It's an expose.
Right. You heard it here first, the bombshell. Or you didn't hear it here first, but what happened? What did you do to provoke this dog?
Well, I was actually protecting my dog.
Oh.
My dog got attacked by our neighbor's dog, who was 20 times its size.
Right.
And she had her jaws around my dog's neck. And my first instinct was to get her jaws off of his neck.
Yeah.
So I literally stuck my hands in her mouth and tried to pry them open. And in the process, I nearly lost two fingers. Thumb on right hand and ring on left hand. This finger was crushed. The ring finger was crushed, and I had to really work on getting that back for guitar.
Yeah.
But I'm healed now. It was September. We're all okay. Thank God.
But, I mean, to have had that extensive of an injury and then get back to being able to not just play some guitar, but you're playing lead guitar, you know?
Well, thanks.
I mean, that's an impressive feat of recovery, but did you have physical therapy? And
well, this is my therapy.
All right.
I mean, what better therapy than playing guitar?
Yes.
We did have to cancel a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
But we came back stronger than ever.
And so do you still live next door to this other dog?
I do. Well, they got rid of the dog that night. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was sad.
Astra's dog survived.
Right.
He sure did. He sure did.
And
yeah.
He is actually, he healed faster than you did.
He did.
Would you say that he's a good boy?
He's a very good boy.
Okay, good. That's all I needed to know. All right. Well, you guys are playing tonight.
We are, actually. We're playing at Metier Cafe and Bikes.
I just went there for the first time. I didn't even know they had coffee in there.
It's a huge
place.
Like everything, one stop massage, bike fitting, coffee.
They got my horse shoed in there. It was amazing. So yeah, that's, well, you guys probably better play a couple more songs and get out of here.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Once again, the band is The Gods Themselves, and the new record is called Be My Animal. And if you want to get over to see them tonight, you could do it at Metier Racing and Coffee on Capitol Hill. On that one street that I can never remember what it's called. Union? I think
it's Union.
All right. See? I'm finally local.
All right. Speaking of dancing.
This next song is a love song about... it's a hate song about love.
Themselves live on Audio Oasis local music show, and they have to rush off to their show, of course, at Metier Coffee and Bicycles and Woodworking Craft Shop.
We should mention it is a cancer benefit.
So
it's for a good cause.
I guess I should stop making fun of the name.
Well, you can make fun of it.
I'm not trying to make fun of it. They do have a lot of space.
Why do you have to make fun of it?
Yeah, because I'm uncomfortable with my myself. I don't have a guitar, so I don't have the therapy outlet that you guys have.
We are all of a tribe.
I mean, I have one, but I don't know how to play it.
We're all hiding behind our instruments.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm just hiding behind this massive microphone. Sorry about this, but are you named after the Isaac Asimov novel?
We are.
So Isaac Asimov wrote a novel called The Gods Themselves. Did you name it after that because you love the novel or because you love the words or both? Or like, are you dorks or are you
All of the diva? Above and then some. And let me explain really quickly.
Okay.
So in the book, we started as a trio. Josh came along recently and saved our souls. But prior to that, we were three years. And in the book, there is, in the alternate universe, there are these other beings. And in order, they're like made out of gas and rock and air. You know, they're like substance beings.
Right.
In order to reproduce, you need three of them.
Right.
Two males and a female. So it was fitting. It was fitting, and I love the book, and I am a nerd. I'm a dork.
Yeah, I obviously say it with love. I don't. I guess that couldn't be more clear. Yeah. At least I hope not. All right. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, anytime. And but I'm for now going to get back to the pre-recorded music on KEXP 90.3 Seattle.